Trump's Trials from NPR. I'm Scott Detrow.
This is a persecution.
He actually just stormed out of the courtroom.
Innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Our regular episodes come out every Saturday, but there's some news in one of former President Trump's cases today. So we're going to share a story that just aired on NPR, and then we'll be back with more in our usual episode on Saturday. Thanks for listening.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Carvana. With thousands of options under $20,000, plus customizable financing terms and down payments as low as $0 down, it's easy to find a car that fits your lifestyle. Visit Carvana.com or download the app today. Terms and conditions may apply.
You're listening to Trump's Trials. I'm Scott Detrow. And now, here's Juana Summers.
$9,000. That's how much Judge Juan Merchan fined former President Trump for violating a gag order that prohibited him from speaking out about potential witnesses and others. Meanwhile, testimony continued in Trump's hush money trial, and jurors heard from four witnesses. Joining us now to tell us about all of this is NPR politics reporter Jimena Bustillo, who has been covering the trial for us. Hi there.
Hey there.
So, Jimena, before we get into the witnesses and what happened today, $9,000, it just doesn't seem like a whole lot for Trump, who we know was a real estate mogul before he became president, does it?
That's right. And Judge Juan Merchan said as much in his order, noting that, quote, criminal contempt is punishable by a fine just not exceeding $1,000, by jail not exceeding 30 days, or by both in the discretion of the court. And Merchan also warned Trump that the court won't, quote, tolerate more violations, and that if necessary and appropriate, he will consider jail time as a necessary punishment. Now, it is worth pointing out that this would be unprecedented. No current or former president has been found guilty of anything, let alone jailed. But we're also in very unprecedented times because this is the first criminal trial against a sitting or former president. One more thing. There's another gag order hearing on Thursday to discuss what prosecutors are saying are further violations by Trump of the order against him.
And Jimena, what else did this order have to say?
Well, Trump was ordered to pay those $9,000 for nine violating posts by Friday, May 3rd, and remove the seven offending posts from Truth Social account and two posts from his campaign website by 2:15 p.m. today, which he did.
Okay, on to what happened in court today. Jurors also heard from several witnesses. What were the big takeaways?
We first heard from Gary Farrow. He's a former banker for First Republic Bank, the bank where Michael Cohen opened the accounts that would facilitate the payments made to Stormy Daniels, an adult film star, and Karen McDougal, a Playboy model. To wrap up Farrow's testimony, Trump's lawyer Todd Blanche continued laying the groundwork for what will likely be arguments aimed at discrediting Cohen. In testimony, Farrow said that Cohen was difficult to work with and that the bank wouldn't have opened the accounts if they knew what they would have ultimately been used for. The jurors quickly heard from two more witnesses also, Robert Browning, a C-SPAN executive, and Philip Thompson of Esquire Deposition Solutions. Both of these witnesses were on for a very short time and were there to verify videos and transcripts. This was the first time the jury heard Trump's voice in the courtroom. Clips of him at rallies and a press conference from 2016 and 2017 played, in which Trump denied allegations about him from women and calling Cohen a talented lawyer.
Jimena, I understand that we also heard today from Keith Davidson, another key witness. What did he have to say?
Davidson was formerly a lawyer for both Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal. In testimony, he detailed how he negotiated McDougal's and Daniels' payments. They both alleged affairs with Trump, and the jury saw text messages between Davidson and leadership at American Media, Inc., which published the National Esquire, and emails with Cohen. Now, last week, jurors heard from David Pecker, who ran AMI, and if we remember, Pecker described how his editors would report backstories that they heard about Trump and would report that to Cohen, and in some instances like this one would negotiate a payment to kill the story. Davidson worked with an editor at AMI and Cohen directly. Davidson also testified that he knew AMI was buying the stories to not run them, and that would benefit the Trump campaign efforts, even if he didn't know about a specific deal that was being made between the other men. Trump also watched this testimony. Jurors turned to Trump and the legal teams as it was happening, and this was the first day that a member of the Trump family, his son Eric, was in the room.
Last thing, Jimena, no trial tomorrow. Proceedings will resume on Thursday. What should we expect then?
Well, Davidson's not done, so his testimony will pick back up after the hearing on those alleged gag order violations.
NPR's Jimena Bustillo, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Trump's Trials from NPR. Keep an eye out for more episodes like this whenever big news happens. And we'll be back later this week with our regular show on Saturday. I'm Scott Detrow.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Betterment. Confusing eye contact with a mysterious stranger is never chill. But Betterment is the investing app that lets you be totally chill about your finances. Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed.
On this week's episode of Wildcard, actor Chris Pine tells us it's okay not to be perfect.
My film got absolutely decimated when it premiered, which brings up for me one of my primary triggers or whatever is like not being liked.
I'm Rachel Martin. Chris Pine on how to find joy in imperfection. That's on NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, the game where cards control the conversation. I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.